You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself. Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For over 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death, and so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. Not too long ago, I reached out to our community, our Facebook group, and asked, what kind of interviews or episodes would you like more of? Top of the list was near-death experiences, so if you notice, there's quite a few with near-death experiences. It's because you've asked for them. Also, I've had requests to find out more about physical mediumship and pets in the afterlife. So I feel like I hit the mother lode this week because a book has come into my possession called When Your Animal Dies by Sylvia Barbanel. It was first published in 1940. Sylvia was the wife of Maurice Barbanel. And if you're not familiar with Maurice, you may be familiar with the name Silver Birch. There is much wisdom that has come through transmediumship over, I think it was 40 years of this gentleman named Maurice Barbanel. And Silver Birch would speak through him, providing loads of information about life and the afterlife. So if you haven't checked out episodes 3 and 4, I think you'll find them pretty fascinating. How Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who wrote Sherlock Holmes, gave up Sherlock Holmes when he found out about spiritualism and physical mediumship. So it's really incredible. The Spiritual Truth Foundation, which you can go to spiritualtruthfoundation.org, has the most books by Maurice Barbanel, Sylvia Barbanel, the dozens and dozens and dozens of works about Silver Birch. So I can't recommend that website enough. Absolutely fabulous resource of information. And it's also a great place to pick up this book when your animal dies, if you're interested. Sylvia Barbanel and her husband, Maurice, certainly took part in many of these seances, these physical medium circles that were held. It was a lot of the 1800s, early 1900s, when these seances were in their heyday. And seance just means meeting. So if you get creeped out by that word, don't let it creep you out. Physical mediumship is something that I felt so drawn to investigate, because if it was to be real, it would be the most mind-blowing thing we could ever consider in the world of the afterlife. If it was fake, I needed to know that too. I won't go into my past episodes that I've talked about my experiences with physical mediumship, but I can tell you, it's real. Often a completely darkened room, loved ones could speak again. They could walk amongst us. While it may seem so outrageous here in 2023, back in the day, this was the predominant kind of mediumship. families and friends would gather in what was called home circles, and they'd sing and enjoy each other's company, building the perfect space for the spirit world to come through and speak through one of them as a medium. Currently, are there a lot of physical mediums? I have no idea. I do think in the privacy of people's homes, they are most definitely practicing this kind of mediumship, but it is probably one of the most hard to believe forms of mediumship. So I think those who are practicing it, they keep their mouths shut, not wanting to be called out as a fraud. But those who have sat in these home circles know that it is very, very real. In this book, When Your Animal Dies, I want to read to you some of Sylvia Barbanel's words, because of course she has attended many of these seances. And I think hearing from somebody who lived so long ago and hearing about some of the scientists that investigated may help you think that even though presently this seems hard to believe, this was reality back in the day. I know if you've listened a while, you've heard me talk to Scott Milligan. You have heard him speaking in a trance state. You've heard an old English voice speaking through him named Eric. Scott is a physical medium that I know well, and I've sat with him several dozen times in these seances, and I have witnessed the most miraculous things. So it is real. You can see Scott every now and again. He will be in Europe, or he's coming to the United States in March of 2023 in New Orleans. And you can experience one of these seances. In the future, we'll have more. But as COVID and sickness and viruses are still heavy on planet Earth, I'm going to hold off a little while before holding more live events. So how about I get reading from Sylvia Barbanel's book, When Your Animal Dies. Man survives death. He also retains his individuality, consciousness, character, and memory. This has been proven up to the hilt. It has been attested by men of such high scientific standing as Sir Oliver Lodge, Sir William Crookes, Dr. Alfred Russel Wallace, and other people of impeachable integrity in all ranks of life. It is outside my province to enumerate the wealth of evidence demonstrating man's survival. There are dozens of volumes filled with incontestable proofs. My purpose is to deal with its implications. Since human beings survive, so, for the same reasons, must animals live after death. For over 20 years, I have attended hundreds of seances. Again and again, I have communicated with the so-called dead who, to my complete satisfaction, have proved their continued existence. It is impossible for a seance to take place without the presence of a human medium, that is, a person who possesses psychic gifts. But whether or not we are aware of it, most of us have a certain amount of mediumistic power, which can be increased and developed in our own homes. Thousands of ordinary people hold regular seances, home circles, as they are called, in order to stimulate their latent psychic faculties. Many well-known mediums have discovered their gifts this way. Mediums can be compared with wireless receivers. Our ears, because their range of hearing is limited, are unable to register the delicate sound waves that are caught by wireless sets. Mediums, because they are sensitive, are able to tune into a range of subtle vibrations that are lost to our normal hearing. I have heard newcomers to spiritualism say, "Why should I have to talk to a medium if I want to talk to my dead husband? Why can't he talk to me direct?" The answer is that if one's husband were in another country, he would still have to use a medium, though not a human one, if he wanted to communicate. He would use as his medium a telephone, telegraph, radio, or whatever means were available. This analogy applies to those who have passed to another sphere of existence. If they want to communicate with us, they must have channels for their messages. Mediums are the human instruments necessary for this purpose. I have attended scores of seances where I've heard the living and the dead carry on everyday conversations. I've also been present at the most touching and moving reunions between the dead and the ones left behind who are still linked to them by the bonds of love and friendship. Some spirit communicators whom I have heard were, on earth, of exalted rank. Some who have proved their survival were scientists, theologians, cultured men, and women. I have heard the voices of the dead men whose names remain household words, although they themselves have left the world which they enriched with their knowledge. In contrast with the famous ones who have returned from beyond, I have witnessed moving reunions between the most humble and ordinary men and women and their loved ones. Perhaps these have been the most poignant of all. The seance room becomes life's theater, where tragedy and joy, humor and pathos all mingle and play their parts. Through mediumship, I have witnessed many miracles, which were merely the manifestations of supernormal yet natural laws. I have seen and spoken with my brother since his passing. His solid form took shape before my eyes. He made himself visible using a substance known as ectoplasm, a kind of white vaporish stuff which exudes from mediums at seances. It is partly physical and partly ethereal. Ectoplasm is visible. It has also been handled by many scientists. This substance is used by the dead when they wish to build a reproduction of their earthly bodies for the purpose of recognition. These forms do not necessarily look like the conventional ghosts of popular fiction. They seem as solid as you and I, with ordinary flesh and blood features. This form of mediumship is known as materialization. When my brother, who passed over in the Great War, appeared at one of these seances, he called me by name and then took my hand in his own. It was not the cold, clammy hand of the traditional ghost. It was warm and human. My brother solved, with a few short sentences, a 15-year-old mystery concerning his passing. It was a problem that had completely puzzled all of his family because of the contradictory statements that had been made at the time of his death. I'm not going to read the whole account she has about the information from her brother because it's kind of long, and I want to get into talking about the animals. But one thing that was very interesting is during the seance, the brother, in his materialized hand, wrote a letter to the sister that she compared to his writing, and the writing was identical. The medium herself, which was Helen Duncan, very famous physical medium, had never met the brother or seen his handwriting or had any possession of any of his letters. So I find all of this very cool, giving me goosebumps right now. And we're going to explore more when we come back from the break. We'll talk a little bit more about her talk of the seance room, and then we'll get into the animals. Okay, so let's take a break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and I am reading from the book, When Your Animal Dies, by Sylvia Barbanel. And last we heard, her brother came through during one of these seances. His materialized hand wrote a letter for the sister in his exact handwriting. Pretty incredible. Can you hear it in my voice that I'm excited to share this with you? We both get to learn together. So I'm going to keep reading, okay? Sylvia says, "You may perhaps exclaim, 'What nonsense! I have never heard such fantastic claims. I don't believe this.' Nevertheless, it's true. Evidence of survival is available to most of us who seek for the truth in earnest sincerity and with minds unhampered by prejudice and creed-bound superstitions. Since the physicists' revolutionary discovery that the atom could be split, science has, in recent years, been forced to abandon many of its claims as to the indestructibility of matter. There is today no scientist of repute who would deny that matter, as a solid substance, is a kind of illusion. The physicists have demonstrated that matter really consists of a collection of particles charged with electricity. Our physical makeup must therefore be considered in terms of electronic radiations. Our apparently solid bodies, as well as the seemingly solid furniture we use in everyday life, can be disintegrated and transformed into non-material substances. The honest scientist must follow truth wherever it may lead. Matter is indestructible. Though a piece of paper can be burned, it cannot be destroyed. Only the form is changed. Even the ashes may be resolved into chemicals. One cannot make something into nothing. It is true to say that matter is eternal. Again, the secret of life cannot be explained in material terms. As matter is indestructible, it is logical to assume that life, too, is indestructible. There is no reason why life should cease merely because its material instrument has ceased to function. Actually, death is due to the fact that life has withdrawn. It now functions on another plane of existence. This is proved by the fact that, again and again, those who have passed on have returned to prove that death has not robbed them of their individuality. The eminent scientist, Sir Oliver Lodge, once declared, "My hypothesis is that they, the dead, are all around about us, in what we call the ether of space rather than in matter. That intercommunion is still possible. It is well to remember that we are immortal spirits in temporary association with matter. Probably it is through this bodily restriction and isolation that we become individualized and acquire a permanent personality, which hereafter is able to adapt itself to new surroundings in accordance with the well-studied biological adaptability of the rest of animate existence. What part of the individual returns from the other side of the grave to demonstrate and prove this greatest of all truths? Spiritualists know that it is the indestructible spirit whose cast-off physical body is no longer needed in a new phase of existence. The individual who once functioned through the now discarded mass of radiation, the body, is the same person after he or she has passed over. Death has changed neither the character nor the personality. This fact is demonstrated in seance rooms all over the world. The dead constantly return to prove that they are the same ones we knew and loved before they passed into a larger and fuller life. Human beings, in common with their lesser brethren, belong to the animal kingdom. They have common ancestry. Although they have progressed along different lines, the same tree of evolution has borne their separate branches. Ignoring at this stage all of the psychic evidence which supports the facts of animal survival, let us examine the case in the light of reason alone. First, take the purely physical aspect. It is known that the cells of the human body are no different in composition from those that make up the body of an animal. But if man has progressed in a more specialized way in the path of evolution, it does not mean that animals are entirely outside this mental zone. Because of their close association with human beings, domestic animals have acquired or caught some of man's individuality, consciousness, and personality. Has not the dog developed such qualities as love, sympathy, trust, and loyalty? He often exhibits high intelligence, and in addition to his animal instinct, he has also developed reasoning power to a marked degree. The domestic animal can express such human qualities as pleasure and joy, as well as dislike and mistrust. Generally speaking, only the domestic animals who have acquired human qualities through their contact with man return to demonstrate their individual survival of death. Untamed creatures and animals who have not lived amongst us as friends and pets also survive death, since the same natural law operates for all living beings. But there is a difference in the quality of their survival. We are told by those who have communicated from beyond that non-domestic animals survive as a part of a group or herd soul of the species. Mind, character, and individuality are the human qualities that survive death and continue to find expression in another form of existence. The animals have also acquired similar aspects of consciousness. They too continue to exist as individuals after their physical bodies, composed of cells like our own, have perished. Often, as on Earth, the animal has to seek the aid of a human before he can return to Earth to his earthly owners. As in the case of humans, love bridges the gap between two worlds. Many a sad human heart has been comforted by the knowledge that the mourned animal friend still lives on. All right, we're going to come up for a breath of air before continuing on. In Sylvia's next several chapters, she gets into the intelligence of the animal kingdom. And some of what she writes is pretty mind-blowing to me. How they tested the intelligence of dogs and horses and how they could reason. And it's stuff that we don't hear too much about. I know we see a YouTube video or a video on Facebook now and again about the intelligence of animals, but she goes into it in great depth, just how intelligent they are. And any of us who have owned a cat, I think we really know how intelligent they are. There's a lot of parrots that do so many highly intelligent things. She also has a chapter dedicated to animals who care for their owners, meaning the love the animal feels for their owners, how they protect them, instances of animals saving human beings, things like that. She also goes into psychic pets. We've heard it before, haven't we? How pets can look up at a corner of a room and maybe they see something from beyond, and other things that pets can know psychically. She also has a wonderful chapter about how animals can find their way back home. I'm going to read you a quick story before we go on. On the outbreak of war, Mr. G. Jenkin motored his wife and family from their home to a new home about 180 miles away. They were accompanied by Peter, their Siamese cat. 10 days later, Peter disappeared from his new home and reappeared in his old home. His owner told a newspaper reporter that the cat was not hungry when he arrived. Evidently, Peter, the cat, was fed up with evacuation and he walked home. And here's another one. A News Chronicle contributor told how a cat was sent a distance of 60 miles away from her owner's home in Cumberland Village. The animal traveled in a covered van. A few days after arriving at her new destination, 3 kittens were born. On the following week, cat and kittens disappeared. 3 weeks later, the mother cat and her complete family arrived in the old Cumberland home. The writer said, "How she traveled with them is a complete mystery. The kittens were only able to crawl, and she could have not carried them more than one at a time. And still, they arrived safely, traveling 60 miles. Referring to the fact that hundreds of cats live on the sea, the same newspaper pointed out that they rarely miss their ships, although they go ashore in different ports all over the world. Ships' cats seem to develop a remarkable sixth sense. When the ship is in port, they often go ashore, but they know when it is time for the ship to go out to sea again. Mr. J. Ford, who lives at Mill Hill near London, gave an instance of one of these seafaring cats to the News Chronicle. Tabby lived on board, but it did not matter if the ship went into a port for only a half an hour. The cat would be the first ashore. She never once missed rejoining the ship before it sailed. Sometimes we would be in port for a week, said Mr. Ford, and we would not see her for the whole time, but just before sailing, she would trot up the dock. That reminds me of a story. A cat escaped from a motorhome in the Daytona International Speedway during one of their events. It took some months, but the cat found its way back to New Jersey to the home where it lived in with its owners. That's over 1,000-mile journey. Pets are miraculous. So it's time for our next break, and then we'll be back with more. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are reading When Your Animal Dies by Sylvia Barbanel, first published in 1940. This chapter is titled, How They Return. All kinds of domestic pets have returned after death and given unchallengeable proofs of their continued existence in another sphere. In addition to these higher animals, even some of the more lowly creatures have also returned to demonstrate the fact that they still live. They have manifested their survival through different channels of mediumship. Scores of animals have been described by mediums to their owners at public spiritualist meetings. Sometimes the spirit descriptions have come as surprises to members of the audience who had gone, perhaps with the thought of getting a message from a dead relative or friend. They have been nonetheless delighted by the unexpected joy of a description of a dead pet. At private sittings with mediums, many persons have received proof of the continued survival of their pets. Dead pets have returned to their delighted owners at seances held in the privacy of the home, where no professional medium has been present. By the means of psychic photography, animals who have passed over have reproduced their likenesses on photographic plates in the same way as hundreds of humans have done. I believe that dead animals are helped by spirit people to give proof of their survival in more or less the same way as dead children are assisted by older and more experienced people. Even on Earth, this is usual, for children and animals need more help than adults. At materialization seances, the sitters have seen and felt solid forms of animals who have reproduced their earthly bodies using ectoplasmic substance drawn from the medium. Some psychics are voice mediums. By means of an ectoplasmic larynx, the dead speak in a reproduction of their earthly voices, which can be recognized by those who knew them. Often at these seances, a light trumpet, a cone-shaped megaphone, is placed in the room, and this is used by the spirits to amplify their voices. The trumpet usually floats in the air. It is attached to the medium by psychic rods, invisible to the physical eye. If a seance is held in the dark, part of the trumpet is treated with luminous paint so that its movements can be followed. The dexterity displayed by the spirit operators in moving the trumpet in the dark, in a crowded room, is a source of wonder to me. Although we ourselves cannot see, the trumpet will move unerringly to the person to whom the spirit wishes to speak. Sometimes the spirit operator will make remarkable movements with the trumpet that could not be done without difficulty by earthly people. Sometimes the trumpet will touch the ceiling, and in a split second it will be seen on the floor. These gymnastics in the dark are sometimes done by spirit intelligences to convince an honest skeptic that supernormal power is functioning. One of the usual taunts directed against spiritualism by our opponents is that seances are held in the dark and that this condition enables the mediums to produce fraudulent phenomena. Actually, the majority of seances do not take place in the dark. White light is destructive to certain types of physical phenomena, such as materialization and direct voice. These seances, therefore, are either held in red light or in complete darkness, except for the luminous trumpet. This can be easily understood when it is recognized that these phenomena are similar to the processes of birth. The germination of life takes place in the dark. Seeds have to be planted in the darkness of the earth. It is in the absence of light that they can begin their growth. In the same manner, the growth of the human and animal embryo takes place in the darkness of the body. Remember also that wireless reception is more successful during nighttime. White light has a deleterious effect on photographic plates, which can only be developed in the dark or red light. In any case, it is neither the presence nor the absence of light at a sitting that matters. It is the evidence received that is the only test. I have attended hundreds of physical phenomena seances, many of which have been held in good red light. I have been present at direct voice seances where the barking of a dead dog has been recognized by a sitter as the characteristic sound made by the animal on earth. Often, after a dog has thus greeted his owner through the trumpet, the spirit guide in charge of the proceedings has volunteered evidence about the animal that has given the sitter further proofs of his identity. Every well-developed medium has a spirit guide or control. At direct voice seances, the guide helps the spirit people to speak when they are in difficulty. During trance sittings, a guide will speak through the lips of the medium, whose own consciousness is temporarily laid aside. The medium's body and actions are thus fully controlled by the guide. It will be appreciated that only highly evolved spirits are elected to act in this capacity. Their function is to protect the medium, to be a kind of a doorkeeper for all of the spirit people who have come within the medium's orbit. In addition to a guide, a psychic will sometimes have one or more spirit controls. Whereas guides are highly evolved beings, controls are selected for their ability to cooperate with the guide in producing psychic manifestations. We have had in our home circle many different forms of psychic phenomena. In fact, at one time or another, we have experienced nearly all of the gifts of the Spirit that are referred to in the Bible: trance, control, clairvoyance, materialization, and direct voice. Sometimes, during materialization phenomena, we would hear the sound of a dead dog's tail thumping on the floor in a delightfully realistic way when we greeted him. "Dear old Bint," the medium's husband would say to his dead pet, and thump, thump, thump went the tail excitedly in response to the welcome. Sometimes he would rub his head against his owner's leg. The medium's cat, Mickey, simultaneously with the dog, would also demonstrate his materialized presence by scratching with his claws on the carpet. This sound was similar to that made by any ordinary earthly cat. Fortunately for the owner of the carpet, the effect was not disastrous. During some of our sittings, we have heard the chirping of a materialized bird. The sound of its fluttering wings could be heard as it flew about the room. Sometimes it would come to rest and perch near one of the sitters. There is a rather touching story attached to the first arrival of the spirit bird in our seance room. Although the circle has been rearranged, at one time the seances used to take place at the home of a medium, a gifted, cultured woman through whose splendid psychic powers we received most of our physical phenomena. One evening, when we arrived at the house in time for the weekly sittings, we found a somewhat tearful and sad medium. She and her husband had been for a walk during the afternoon and picked up a fledgling which was lying injured on the ground. Apparently, it had fallen from its nest. They took the bird home and did what they could to preserve its life, but despite their efforts, it soon died. Regretfully, they made an improvised coffin in which they placed the tiny bird. They buried it in their garden and covered the grave with leaves. The tender-hearted medium then said a prayer for the soul of the fledgling, whose earthly life they had been unable to save. This little ceremony had just completed when my husband and I arrived at the house. Later, we went to the séance room for our usual sitting. After the medium had gone into trance, we were surprised to hear the unmistakable chirping of a young bird and the fluttering of its wings. We were all very happy when the spirit guide in charge of the circle spoke to us afterwards and explained what had happened. He told us that the love showered on the fledgling and the sincere prayers made on its behalf had called forth from the soul of the bird an individual consciousness. The guide said, because of this human contact, the spirit of the bird was able to manifest in the materialized body that had returned to say, "Thank you." The bird often manifested at subsequent sittings. With the dog and the cat, it was always a welcome visitor. Scores of well-known people have been invited at different times to attend our home circle. These people, whose integrity and intelligence are beyond question, have testified to the truths of the physical phenomena they have witnessed. Just when I had finished this chapter, I went to one of the most remarkable voice seances I had ever attended. The evidence simply poured through. The medium was Mr. Kenneth Hilberry. In addition to personal proofs I witnessed, Mr. Alfred Timpson, one of the sitters, received unexpected evidence of the survival of his dog. Through the trumpet, the medium's Indian guide, White Fox, addressed Mr. Timpson. "There is a dog here for you," he said. "His name is Ruff. He is a black sheepdog. You brought him home from school." This was acknowledged by the sitter to be perfectly correct. He told me after the seance that he had never met the medium before and was almost overwhelmed with this and further evidence of survival he had received that night. He said that when he was a schoolboy, he picked up a stray puppy and took it home. The puppy, a black sheepdog, was named Ruff and passed over several years ago. Time for our next break. When we come back, we're going to hear more about animals appearing in the séance room. And I also want you to hear a few words from my friend Nick. Nick and his partner Stephen ran the Banyan Retreat Center, where I had my very first experience with physical mediumship. Amazing story. We'll be back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. What I'd like to do now is let you hear just a few words from Nick Whittam, who had run the Banyan Retreat Center in the UK for many years, holding physical medium seances. He first started with his partner, Stephen, and Scott Milligan was the demonstrating medium. I got to attend Banyan Retreat back in 2016, and I was hooked. So I took many 3,000-mile trips to be part of these extraordinary experiences. Sadly, Banyan Retreat closed its doors when COVID hit. But good news for us, they still run some events online, like their Sunday Soul Quest service. You might enjoy it. Nick is also the person behind the Spiritual Truth Foundation and volunteers much of his time getting some of the old books, like the one I'm reading to you today, published and back out in the world. I can't recommend it enough. SpiritualTruthFoundation.org, and you can also check out BanyanRetreat.com. So this next minute is just a clip from when I interviewed Nick on my first podcast, We Don't Die Radio. This is episode 189, just a minute, as he talks about his dog in the spirit world.
We invited David Thompson to come and work here a good number of years ago. And on the first day that he arrived, we have a very large German Shepherd who weighed about 50 kilograms. And on the first day that he was here, unfortunately, our poor little dog, or poor large dog, passed to the spirit world. In the seance the following evening, he materialized right in the middle of the room, walked over, barked at me, walked over, barked at Stephen, and then turned around and walked back into the cabinet. And as emotional as that was, no way could anybody have produced that on their own. It had to have been him. We knew how he walked on that floor. We knew how he moved around. And it was the most comforting piece of evidence that I've ever experienced.
I know that was short, but sweet, because it is a modern day tale of what can happen in a physical medium seance with pets. I'd like to continue reading now a bit more from Sylvia Barbanel's book, When Your Animal Dies. I have attended many direct voice sittings held by Mrs. Estelle Roberts, the famous medium whose psychic gifts have done so much to convince skeptics of the truths of survival. At one of these seances, I heard a dead retriever named Lon greet his owner, Dr. Margaret Vivian, by barking through the trumpet. Dr. Vivian has had many interesting psychic experiences in connection with this intelligent dog who passed on in 1918. Lon has demonstrated his continued existence to his owner by varying methods and through different channels of mediumship. Dr. Vivian has told in Psychic News how she received news of the dog a few months after his passing. By means of a planchette operated by an acquaintance, she had a spirit communicator from a great friend who had passed on. This communicator, whom she calls FR, said to her, "I have your dog. It cannot find a way to communicate with you directly. I want you to know that death is not the end of all. Whenever you have the sense of needing him, your dog answers." Dr. Vivian asked FR where her dog was. He replied, "I have him. He is with you often. In time, you will realize it and respond in every way, as you already do in your heart. He will survive until you also come here and after. Quite special care is taken of your dog and of others by those who, like myself, have always loved them." He went on to say, "I am Lon's guardian always. He is with you in all that matters and always will be. Have no fear of his ever losing you, though you have, for the time, lost him. It is merely temporary." Dr. Vivian said that she asked FR to help her find a medium through whose power the dog would be able to show his materialized form. Several years later, she says, through two different mediums, I saw my dog's materialized form for a few fleeting seconds and felt his feathery tail beating against my knees. The spirits controlling these manifestations told of the great difficulty they explained in getting a dog to hold the form. Dr. Vivian explains, Lon is a black retriever, and white dogs are easier to see in the dim red light of the materialization seance. If ectoplasm is not competently held together by the spirit form using it, the body crumples up and the form has to be built up again. Referring to the effect of the human affection on Lon's condition on the other side, Dr. Vivian records that FR said, Lon's high standard of spiritual health, the wide measure of freedom your dog has now attained, is due to your unrestrained affection for him, which gave him a greater consciousness and courage. Various animals have manifested their presence at materialization seances held by the famous Polish medium, Franek Kluski. The mediumship of this cultured man of many artistic accomplishments has been investigated by well-known scientists. There is a considerable amount of literature concerning the psychic powers of this medium. In describing the materializations at the Kluski sittings, Professor Palotsky says in Psychic Science, the most frequent visitors of the animal variety are squirrels, dogs, and cats. On one occasion, a lion appeared, and on another, a large bird like a hawk or a buzzard. He goes on to say that the animals behaved in a perfectly natural way. He describes how he saw the materialized form of a dog running about, wagging his tail, jumping on the laps, and licking the faces of sitters, and responding to the more or less universal code used among people with trained dogs. The professor also speaks of the buzzard, which could fly around the room, beating its materialized wings against the walls and the ceiling. She also refers to an Afghan who used to materialize at some of Kluski's seances and would bring with him an animal who seemed like a maneless lion. The animal would lick the sitters with a moist and prickly tongue and gave forth the odor of a great feline. And even after the seance, the sitters, and especially the medium, were impregnated with this acrid scent as if they had made a long stay in a menagerie among wild beasts. Perhaps the object was to prove that all living creatures survived and retained their characteristics. With another medium named Gusek, Mrs. McKenzie tells how Sir Oliver Lodge, Professor Charles Richet, Dr. Gustav Gelsey, and other scientific investigators all recorded careful impression of what seemed the manifestation of an animal like a dog, which fondled some of the sitters and pushed its nose into their pockets. This highly intelligent woman, who has had a vast and varied experience of all kinds of psychic phenomena, says, if great animals appear, such as have been seen at the Kluski seances on occasion, then we must reasonably suppose that domestic animals, so often dearly loved, are at times not far from their owners, although opportunities for objective manifestation may be lacking. There are hundreds of well-attested cases of persons seeing, hearing, feeling, and sensing the presence of deceased pets in the ordinary home surroundings. The behavior of other animals has also seemed to indicate a knowledge of unseen companions. One dog once materialized sufficiently enough at a seance to bite the shoelaces and trouser legs of his owner. A well-known medium, Mr. Charles Glover Botham, used to hold a materialization home circle where, on occasion, the sitters were very surprised when a materialized form of a large dog suddenly appeared. He bounded forward in the most energetic manner and proceeded to jump excitedly about the circle. Wagging his tail happily, he ran from one sitter to another, resting his paws on their knees and sometimes licking a hand or face. The animal seemed to thoroughly enjoy the amount of affection and interest displayed by the members of the circle, most of whom were great animal lovers. But the crowning point of this remarkable psychic demonstration was yet to come. This happened when the dog ran to a bowl of water that was always provided at the seances for psychic purposes. Often at this type of sitting, water is placed in the room. It is said to aid in the conditions because it contains psychic energy. The materialized animal proceeded to lap up the water, eagerly and noisily, as though the excitement had made him thirsty. Afterwards, the bowl was found to be completely empty. There was not a drop of spilled water to be seen anywhere. I could go on and on, but our time together is short. I have just read a sampling of this great book. So whether you check it out on Amazon or you go to the spiritualtruthfoundation.org, check out the book When Your Animal Dies by Sylvia Barbanel. You can get it on Kindle also. Whether it's your pets or your loved ones, please know that they live on, and you will too. Don't forget, come join us at WeDon'tDie.com, whether for a class in mediumship or for our free Sunday gathering. You won't regret it. I'm Sandra Champlain, and a big, warm thank you for listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.